Well, it's quiet because the vice president's office, according to Feingold's campaign, only allowed one pool reporter into the vice president's speech, no electronic recording, no radio, no television coverage of the vice president's speech, just one print reporter, I believe, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who has not been available immediately to talk to the rest of the news media because after the vice president spoke, he went on to get custard in Milwaukee. It's unusual, to say the least, to have a sitting vice president not allow public access, but apparently that was the decision for this one. I should also note that earlier this year, a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Scott Walker, did not allow any media coverage of former Governor Jeb Bush when Bush came in for a fundraiser for Walker. So that appears to be the order of business so far this year.
Well, I guess given that, what do we know about what the vice president said today?
Well, I interviewed a couple of people coming off the elevator at the Pfister in Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel, where the vice president spoke. And according to labor activist Annie Wacker and former Democratic Party chair Matt Flynn, their stories were pretty similar, that the vice president basically said that the economy is slowly recovering, that the recovery dollars, the stimulus dollars, were a big help, that the TARP program has worked well, and that the Democrats inherited a big deficit when the Bush administration left office. So the message is that things are slowly getting better.
Any reaction from the Republican Party?
Well, the Republican Party earlier today released a statement suggesting that things are not getting better in certain sectors, and now employers are a bit cautious about adding workers, and they're blaming that on the Democrats' economic policy. But the Republican Senate campaign does have a new glitch today when it was announced that former Republican candidate Terrence Wall suggested in a radio interview that leading Republican candidate Ron Johnson influenced the votes for Johnson at the state Republican convention by offering hotel rooms and so on. That was quickly denounced and denied by the Johnson campaign that said that accusation was reckless.
Meanwhile, in the governor's race, Republican Scott Walker is dealing with a parking garage incident where one person was killed, two others injured. Tell us how that might affect the governor's race.
Well, Walker is trying to suggest that the problem where a big slab fell off the side of a parking garage was not caused by any deferred maintenance, that there was maintenance due on that parking garage, but it was not related to the structure, not related to the facade. He said that both last night and at a news conference today. Other county officials, most notably the county board chairman Lee Holloway, is suggesting that a lot of county buildings should now be checked because Walker has had problems with other things falling off buildings before in the last year or so.
Finally, what about the other major candidates for governor, Tom Barrett and Mark Newman? What have they been up to this week?
Well, Mark Newman commented on the concrete tragedy by saying that government's legitimate functions include providing a safe infrastructure for citizens and that a full investigation and safety review is warranted. Tom Barrett has largely stayed out of the concrete controversy, if you will, and has been campaigning this week, most notably promoting stem cell research at the UW-Madison.